This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This next comment comes from Maya Amin. She titles it Best of the Best, which I've never been described as. She said, I need all this advice that I actively listen to, process, and then completely ignore because I'm stubborn, but keep up the good work. Not only am I also stubborn, but this is the exact same protocol I have when eating anything terrible for me. I actively eat it, digest it, and then completely forget that I ate it so that I don't feel like a crap person. So I guess we're twins.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Megan Batune on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batune. Sometimes I cancel all of my plans and then I feel like no one wants to hang out. So that's why today I not only have one friend, I have three friends to help me help you.
Yeah.
We have Mike.
What's up?
We have Ben.
Hi.
And we have Charles.
Howdy.
Of the Kinjas.
Hey.
Whoa. You guys should say Kinja Bang at the same time or something.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Kinja Bang.
That sucks.
We dance. We don't talk. We dance.
Yeah, we have to.
We are synchronized with movement, not with voice.
we internet stalked you and found that your fans don't know what kinjas mean.
Oh.
Is that true?
Our fans don't know what kinjas mean. Are you sure they're our fans?
that's what we found now.
Okay.
If someone doesn't know what kinjas means, what does it mean?
Go ahead, Ben.
Kinjas is a compound word with the word kin, which means family, and ninjas, which means ninjas, and then you slap those together and you get like a family of ninjas. But kin in Latin also means movement. So it's like a family of family of movement ninjas.
Don't forget the Z though.
Z because we're hip hop.
Z because we all like zebras
and zebras.
Whoa! I knew half of that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I knew that kin was family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the ninjas. I didn't know that kin in Latin meant movement.
Yeah. Yeah. Like kinetic means like movement, right? Wow. Kinetic energy.
Whoa! Who came up with the name?
That's a great question. I want to say it was a Mike Song Anthony Lee combo of
that
some sort.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a name. It was called Ombu Black Ops before that.
It's from Naruto.
And that's from Naruto.
Well, of course.
And yes. That is an anime.
We are geeky anime kids.
Of a ninja anime.
That
so
was
you can see.
Around the time that I performed with you guys one time.
Oh, yeah.
You sure did.
I remember seeing that performance.
I remember that one.
It was like me, Ellen Kim, and another girl.
I killed you guys on stage.
Oh,
yeah.
Cindy Manoa.
Yeah, Cindy.
Death of the Concubines?
Death of
the Concubines.
If you search for Kinjas, Death of the Concubines, you can see Megan.
You can find that on the internet?
Yeah, you can find that on the internet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we watch it all the time.
That was my thick with two
actually,
C's
days. That was one of my first Kinjas performances, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was one of my first ones, too.
Jeez. Oh, you know what? That was our first choreography performance because our first performance was a freestyle performance.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds horrific to me.
Oh, that was really, really weird.
A freestyle performance sounds like I want to die. For me.
Because I had never freestyled on stage before. So.
Oh my God. I have so many nightmares where I'm on stage and I don't know the choreography and everyone's doing it and I have to look to try and like make sure that I'm doing it at the same time. Do you guys have those nightmares?
I think that was real life.
That's
a couple
why we
times.
Wear masks.
I've had that dream before too.
Didn't you get a prank pulled on you?
I did.
On stage where everyone was dancing behind you and then you turned around and no one was there anymore?
Yes. Was that a Kinja's performance?
I don't know.
I think it was Poriotics.
It was Poriotics. I do remember that performance. They gave me the freaking Cat Daddy song. And then they're like, hey, make choreo to it. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, you guys want to learn it? They're like, oh, yeah, we'll learn it. Don't worry.
Oh, my God, we'll learn it.
And then You know, then I performed it on stage by myself. I've done a lot of little weird things on stage, you know.
Do you guys have any pranks that you pull on each other during rehearsal, or are you guys just nice to each other?
I mean, I think
pranks
we're pretty
at rehearsal.
I don't think we do.
I don't know about pranks.
We're all pretty nice.
Yeah.
But that's like the boring answer. I'm trying to think of something.
I mean, when there's like some initiations that happen, then, you know, there's like...
Oh, yeah. Those are kind of, yeah. Those are forbidden secrets of the brotherhood that we can't talk about
I'm
here.
Scared.
we're a cult.
We're a good cult.
That's very good. This is not a podcast about cults, although I wish it were. It's an advice podcast. People write in with their sticky situations, and we do our best to sound off and maybe help them.
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested in helping?
Let's do it.
Let's help out.
Love a good altruistic group. Let's go.
Let's go.
So I've been wanting to start a YouTube channel because, let's see why they want to. I forgot how to read. I've been wanting to start a YouTube channel because my friends and I love to film videos. However, I'm not looking to make it my career or anything. I just want to know how to create original content. How do you come up with ideas for videos or projects that aren't cliche? I don't want to end up only remaking other people's ideas. From Sorta Stuck. Whoa! When did you guys make your YouTube channel?
I think it started in... Well, it didn't start in 2010, because that's when the crew started. I feel like I wasn't even on the crew when it started, but I remember I think I saw the first Kinja's video, maybe like in 2011 or 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the dance anime video.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with all the effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was I in that one?
No.
Were you?
There was a girl, there was a bit, there's three girls, the three of us.
Oh, no, that was the Final Fantasy.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
So you guys have effects in many videos. Yeah,
we like effects.
We love effects.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about your YouTube channel is that all the videos you put up are so quality. Because right now, even if it's like in the studio, right, it's like you've got formations, you have a moving camera, it's not like a class video, mm-hmm. which is like my least favorite thing. And so it feels like every time you upload, it's going to be something better than what's out there already. And it's consistent from video to video, regardless of what dancers, what choreographers, or who shot it. It's always good.
Yeah, that's thanks to Vibrancy.
Yep, shout out Vibrancy.
They're really good.
So in order to answer this person's question, would you say, like, have a good team around you?
Unless you are like a one-man team or one-woman team, like, I don't know, we enjoy doing things with each other just because it's way more fun that way. And it's a lot easier to focus on what you're really good at if mm-hmm. you can kind of like divvy it up and divide and conquer and let everybody kind of play to their strengths. So, yeah, Kinja's is really good at that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's good about having so many people. How many people are in Kinja's?
35,
sometimes 36.
Sometimes. Yeah, but sometimes moon. Y.
Every 4 years.
Y gets to be in there sometimes.
Wow. I think that's super smart because as someone that used to try to do it all on your own, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to break. And having people around you that you can divvy up, like, that is so smart.
Yeah.
But in terms of creating original content, like, there's so much dance out there. There's so many videos, whether it's class or concept. How do you make sure that you guys are making original stuff that hasn't already been done?
I mean, I think there's a few ways to look at it creatively. I think flipping things isn't like a bad thing. I think flipping things is a cool thing if you know how to flip it the right way.
In what way?
In kind of the terms of making it intentionally original to you, you know? And I feel like that's really what it is. If you are intentional with how original this is to yourself, then it's original. Because at the end of the day, when you make something, there's always going to be people that say, oh, you're biting this, you're biting that. But I think if you truly believe in something and you see it as original, even if it may be... dancing, you know, I think believing in it will make it original. Does that kind of make sense?
Taking it from a choreography standpoint or like putting together a set, like every move kind of has been done in a different order, but How do you think that the piece that you're making is original or feel good about it if it's kind of like, well, this is just another dance? Like, do you have a litmus test or kind of a checklist of something that you go through when you're creating in the process to be like, I am behind this fully because it is original? Or is it just like, does it feel good enough?
I think a lot of it has to do with feel. But then, like, if you really kind of think of it from, like, a dance standpoint, like, you have to know your foundation. And then from the foundation, you can, like, use your creativity and artistry to, like, ramp up everything else past that. So, yeah, it really does go into just the overall picture. And then plus, like, if you have a good team around you, then you can see how it looks. That you can get some input and then produce some awesome content.
Have you ever shown someone a piece of yours or were teaching something but didn't want notes and they were like, I think you should do this. And you're like, pipe down. This is my thing. Or do you take every note and then you're like, good idea?
All the time. All the time. It's like, hey, you want to see my new piece? But it's just more so like, hey, I want to show you something. Like, you know, that was great, but I think you should work on. And I'm like... Oh, but I feel like I've been getting notes like that my whole life. Even when I was like a popper and just trying to ask people to like, hey, how do you do that? Oh, can you watch my freestyle? What do you think I can do better? And they just tell me stuff that I'm like, okay, I would like to hear something good. But you know, I think that's a part of it, right? Being creative is taking that input and really looking beyond that. Beyond your emotions, and
right.
And I think that's a part of it.
That's always super hard, keeping the emotion away when you're showing somebody something for the first time, because mm-hmm. it's so vulnerable. Like, you've worked hard at this. It's taken hours. It's taken a lot of creativity, and you're like, here's this, and they're like, well, I don't like this move. I think you should maybe do that. And it's like, you didn't choreograph this.
Leave me alone.
And if you did, then you should have.
Do you know how much this move means to me?
This was my favorite move.
I flipped this move at least 3 times.
Is all of my emotion.
This is half body roll, half snaking from popping. So I don't think you know your stuff, sir. I'm just kidding. I never said that to anybody. This is just an example.
Sir. Do you guys have a favorite video, speaking of YouTube channels?
Like from our channel?
Yeah. Ooh, both.
Oh, dang.
A favorite YouTube video you've ever seen that's not yours, and then your favorite one from the Kenja's channel.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, off the top of my head, just thinking about favorite YouTube videos of all time, I would say Music Box by Cloud.
Oh, yeah.
That one's amazing.
Good.
I show so many people that.
Yeah.
Like all of my non-dancer friends, I'm like... You should probably watch this just to open your mind up. Yeah. The Music Box by Daniel Cloud Campos. You should look that up. If you're listening, anybody else have a very favorite video?
Dang, now that you said Cloud, I feel like all of his videos, from Cloud, yeah. Dude. Like his MJ one.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That one was so sick.
Yeah.
His recent one that he did in the parking lot where he like
yes.
hopped over a car.
Super sick.
Yeah. That was his own music.
Yeah.
You know,
so
he has
sick.
Like a guitar trick in there.
Yeah.
He's wild.
And
the way he is.
Yeah,
the way his mind works is so crazy.
I mean, I guess mine would be like Pac-Man videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's this one where he was doing a tutting video and he was transferring balls through little warp circles. And that one was just like, okay, yeah, you're the shit. Yeah, I think that's mine. I think it's like a kick out of like illusion stuff. I'm just like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. I also really enjoy Dietrich's trick shot video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
He like told us that he found out that all these other people like edit theirs.
He's
like,
no.
I had known that. He's like, I want to save so much time. But then
so
that made me feel
time.
Like, oh, so then you're just legit the best trick shot guy because
right.
you don't edit yours.
Totally. Doing a trick shot, I've done a few tricks with him, and it's like some of them, one shot would take like 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
like,
I can imagine.
Crazy.
Like, this is my whole day.
And you have to look like you just did it in
right.
that one take, right?
And
I'm not sweating. I changed my shirt.
It takes so long.
Dang,
he's broken my
good.
Fridge that way.
Wow.
And my shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Dang, you must be great friends.
Yes, very much so. And then favorite video on the Kinja's channel.
Oh, man.
There's so many.
Dang. I'll have to come off top because this just came to mind. When I first saw Anthony Lee's Icy Fire at the Korean Bell, I don't know if I should reveal the location. Oh, well, I think people know by now. But yeah, it was. I was like, what is this location? It's like overlooking the ocean and the wind blowing to the music and obviously the movement. I was like, dang, that's really good.
Yeah, that's wild.
Shout out, Ant.
I think, I mean, just off the top two, because there's so many, Pat Cruz's Climax video.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one.
That he shot in China. The location was breathtaking. The movement, breathtaking.
Do you have any breath left after this video?
No, he took it all.
I can't really think of a favorite, like, because there's so many, but just thinking back to, like, Anthony's, what was it? The
Cry Me a River?
Okay, that's one of them. I was going to say Tessellate. Yeah, because that was kind of the first time like we really used effects like that. Or like John Shi from Vibrancy, he really kind of like made effects like that. And it blew me away by the time I saw like the first round of it. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, also Ving's Glitch Mob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one's super good.
What is it called? Can't kill us.
Yes.
Can't. I was like thinking, kill me now. Like,
oh, that's what I always think.
Like, kill me now.
Can't kill us. That was like because we did this whole Kinja's Chronicles thing where we like created like our own universe, you know, sort of like a Marvel universe sort of thing, and Ving did like a 3-part series of his character, and he like really went in and. Yeah, it was shot really well. There's a whole cinematic thing. There was a fight sequence. There was fireballs. All of that. All the elements that work for us.
Wow. When you're making videos, what's the most important part, do you think? If anyone wants to make videos like Kinja's, like how do you, what would you say to them that's really important? Would it be like the pre-production of it? Would it be the location? Would it be the actual choreo? Would it be how you film it? What equipment you use? Like what do you think is the one tip that you would give to make quality videos?
Yes.
It was literally everything you said.
Yeah.
But what's the best part? Like the one that maybe it's not the best, but the one that you either like the most or the one that you think is the absolute most necessary.
I'll give you a deeper answer.
Ooh, I'll always take a deeper answer.
I think identity. Identity is something that you need to have when you are making videos. I think that's a really important thing to think about before you start making stuff.
Yeah.
Because all the things that you mentioned above are definitely necessities, and there are always, you know, time to grow in these departments of locations and videography and choreography. But I think having an identity of what you want to share is probably the best advice I can give.
Right.
That's, yeah, that's the best advice for sure. Yeah. Because in the end, people are watching for you.
Yeah.
You can shoot it on a Nokia. Can you do that? I don't think you can. Nokias don't have cameras.
Are
cameras,
Nokia's phones?
They
you can play Snake. Really.
You can play Snake for sure. I like that a lot. So to answer this question, creating original content, I mean, be you. You're original if you are true to you. Yes.
Very much so.
One more quest.
Let's do
Here we go. I wanted to know if you have any advice for a dancer who needs to strengthen their core muscles. I found out that I have an anterior pelvic tilt, which means I have a weaker abdomen and back muscles than the average person. I'm 23 and constantly feel like I should let dance go because I feel like I'll never achieve the physical strength needed to be a competent dancer. Do you have any advice about exercises I can do to increase strength? Or should I just start wrapping my head around the fact that I may never be able to dance the way I'd like to? Aww. From Tilted and Turbulent.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's, well, one, we're not doctors or physical therapists, so we can't give you medical advice.
Disclaimer.
But what I will say, though, so I have a friend who recently told me that she was born without a hip socket or a hip bone or something like that. So, like, literally without that. And so she had trouble. She had to, like, learn how to, like, walk again, I guess,
whoa,
which is kind of a weird concept, but... she said that she had to go through all kinds of like physical therapy to learn how to compensate for that, you know, her handicap, for lack of a better way to put it. And she's an amazing dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess all to say that if you really want something, there's all kinds of ways to figure out how to compensate for your, you know, inability to do something naturally.
Yeah.
I don't know to what degree, you know, this person is injured or it has that sort of a disability, but I definitely know there are ways to strengthen muscles around certain areas to kind of help build up and support. I mean, yeah, core strength is so important to everything, I think, because everything comes from your core, like your center of balance to, just being able to carry your weight and all that. So do your research. Don't be discouraged, because I know it's possible, because, again, I found this out recently. My mind was blown. I was like, dang, how did you learn how to walk again? Like, what's that like? And then right. How did you learn how to dance on top of that and be like, amazing? So, yeah, it's possible.
Whoa. What's your favorite core exercise, all of you? Because because I need something to do after this.
Dang.
I don't know. I need to work on my core myself most of the time. But what I do before performances to get it tight so I don't lose my balance on stage, I do the Russian twists. I like doing those guys because you really feel the engagement.
Yeah. If you don't know what a Russian twist is, basically you're balancing on your sits bones and then you have your, both of your arms going side to side, almost touching your forearms to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't know these are called sits bones.
I mean, only Pilates instructors say sits bones.
Sits bones.
Your sits bones.
Butt.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, these little pointy parts of your rear. If you sit on those, your sits bones.
Oh. Well, that's another good answer, too, because Pilates, I took it once, and I was really, really sore after it.
It's so much core.
Yeah, I took it.
Pilates is wild for the core.
I actually like doing all my ab exercises, whether it's the Russian twist, but doing it on the Bosu ball, that half rubber ball.
Yeah.
And and then obviously, because you're having to find your balance on, this sort of air-filled rubber ball, you're engaging so much of your core, including even your back, your lower back. So I think it's kind of a combo, compound sort of thing to use. If you're gonna, you could do regular crunches and stuff like that on there. But I use the Bosu a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good answer. Yeah. I always forget about that. Charles, do you have an ab exercise?
I think if you're I don't know how severe the problem is with your core, but or with the muscles around it. But I also had a weak core, and I think I just was disciplining myself to do a routine every time I go to the gym before I work out any muscle. So I always work out my core, and I always start out with deep incline sit-ups, and then I go into hanging leg raises. And then I work the obliques with weight. So I think you should build up into that. And then once you have that routine, it'll build your core really strong.
Whoa. And it's also good to use muscle confusion. So don't just do the same exercise every time you go to the gym, because then your body will get used to it and then you get that plateau effect.
Yeah.
So it's always cool. And it's just way more fun to just switch up your routine. So I always if I feel like I'm doing the same thing and I'm sick of it, then I'll look up other exercises that you can do. And there's tons of stuff that you could do, but muscle confusion is a good way to build strength.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite warm-up song?
Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Yes! Yeah. That's so good. I would be pumped for life.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, anytime I hear Drake Trophies, I'm lit, ready to go. Ready to go at the gym,
they're
dude.
All just winning songs. Yeah.
All I'm going to say is The Creator. Look it up.
Whoa. Look it up. Whoa. I don't know if I have a warm-up song. I have a playlist I made on my Spotify called Hype Town.
Hype Town.
it's the same playlist I use
Hype
to
Town.
Work out and before I go out. It's my pre-game, pre-workout playlist.
Your amp up. Amp up anything.
What are some songs on Hype Town?
Ooh, we got a Childish Gambino sweatpants.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the perfect song to jump rope to.
Okay.
To jump rope.
Yeah, I know. So white.
I'll keep that in mind.
So, jump rope.
double dutch or...
Double dutch before. Maybe one day I'll do it.
I'm too scared.
I'd probably suck
at it. You're too scared?
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
The reason why double dutch scares me is because it's you only have a window of opportunity, and I feel like I'll miss it every time.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
And so if I just don't go for it, then I'll never miss it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Life lessons.
Lessons, dude.
Very deep.
Super deep. Before we take a break, what is the best way to motivate yourself in order to have a routine, whether it may be an ab routine or a workout routine or a dance routine or just a routine of health? What's the best way to motivate yourself to keep this going?
I think for myself, knowing what you want as your result ahead of time will help you get started. Because if you just kind of start something aimlessly, then you kind of don't have a direction. Like, you don't even know what you're looking for. So it's hard to stay in that rhythm, especially when you don't have this goal. So at least for myself, if I have, let's just say your goal is to get a six-pack, then now you know that that's what I need. So you're going to do everything you can to get there, whether that's adjust your diet, to do tons of ab exercises, to all that.
Right.
So now you know where you're trying to get. If you don't have that, then you might just be like, I just want to work out more. And then once you start doing that, you might kind of lose hype and then it might die out.
I feel that. Do you, what about you?
I can't say much to motivation because like what motivates me is like different from like what I actually think it like should be. Like regardless of motivation, I think you should just create a system for yourself. That way you just do it. And like, this is what I have to do to get there versus like motivation. Cause you could lose that at any given moment.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think, well, thinking about why you're doing it in the first place, I feel like is like a big thing that'll always take you back to why you're trying to like get these routines set. And then consistency, you know, wanting to get consistency rather than like not achieving your goal, but like being sad that you couldn't do everything, but basically doing everything in your power to just be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all those together, for sure. I think the one that I do the most, I think might be Ben's, is like having a deadline or a goal in mind. And then maybe after a certain checkpoint, if you did, like if your goal was to get a six pack, if you like start seeing like the numbers go down on the scale or the definition, then it's like, yay, now treat yourself for all the hard work. And that can maybe re-motivate you, because then you're looking forward to the next time you get to have a slice of cheesecake.
Shout out cheesecake.
A little treat
shout
at
out
the
cheesecake.
End. Shout out cheesecake.
Factory.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break while the kin just give us an extra piece of advice you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Ooh. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Just and we're back. Did anyone do ab exercises while we were gone?
I did.
A little
I
bit, just like on the left side.
What did you do? Do you ever feel like you're constantly holding in your core just a little bit? Like right yes. now, do you feel like you're like...
I am now.
Right?
You said that. I just started flexing. And I did, like, it. I just did it involuntarily. I just like, yeah.
Yeah?
Totally do.
Not a full flex, but definitely just like supporting your back a little.
Oh yeah, I feel that. I feel like a slight burn.
I haven't sat in that chair this comfortable like in a long time, so I'm like relaxing everywhere.
Wow.
You're part of the chair now.
I am the chair.
The chair. I am the chair.
Before we move on to our tip jar segment, what's going on in the world of Kinjas?
Well, you know, just a bunch of ninjas.
Just a bunch of ninjas.
I don't know.
That is what's going on. Just a bunch of ninjas.
You guys have the podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast?
Yeah, we have a podcast. We started it about 4 months ago. It's called the Kinjas Podcast. Creative name, right?
With a K.
Well, it's called Movement in the Shadows. That's kind of the behind the hustle origin stories, the stories that people may not see or hear off of like any other sort of interview, Instagram, you know, it's really the like long form version of your life to where you're at now and why you do what you do.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So the Kinjas podcast, yeah, you can find that on all the podcast stuff. We just opened up a new dojo in China, in Beijing.
Crazy.
That is our second China Kinjas dojo. First one was in Chengdu.
Jeez.
And yeah, it was crazy. It was really fun. And early next year, we will be opening up our newest spot called the Kinjas Complex, which will be right here in the Arts District.
Really?
So we'll be neighbors.
Yeah. Whoa! So it's going to be another dojo, but over here?
It's not a dojo. It's the complex.
When what's the difference?
I would like we'll to relate it to out. Like how Rob Dyrdek had the Fantasy Factory. We're gonna have the complex.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. A bit of our own fantasy factory. We're still in a concept phase in terms of all the elements that we're going to put into it, but it will house literally everything that we can dream of, hopefully.
Whoa, so it's going to be like a sound stage or a set, or what do you...
So obviously there's going to be a studio, duh, right? from Vibrancy, their production headquarters will be there.
Oh.
A showroom for Kinesthetic, which is our clothing line. And some other surprise elements that I don't think we can quite talk about yet.
Nope.
Only because they're not even finalized. But we are, I'll just say this, we are in dream phase right now.
Aww.
And I'm actually really excited for what we're dreaming about. Because I don't know if it's possible, but that's the fun part. We try to make it possible. And obviously, we'll also be housing our podcast there. Hopefully, we'll have a cool room like this.
That's so cool. You guys are doing so much good stuff. That's the difference. It's not just so much stuff. Like, it's so much good stuff. And that's the difference.
Thank you. You guys are sick.
Wow.
Thanks, Megan. Thank you, Megan. You're sick.
You can't tell, but I have a Kinja sticker on my shoulder, and I'm very proudly carrying it this whole time. yeah, check out their podcast if you're listening to this one. Go listen to theirs after. We just did an episode that I absolutely love because I feel like I haven't gone that deep into my story or how I feel about dance or the community. Class culture now. Mike's taking a picture of my feet.
No, I'm crying. I want to get a photo with the sticker. There we go.
I was like, this is going to be on Wikifeet.
No, it's not.
Like Wikifeedia?
Wikifeedia?
Dude, is that a thing?
Wikifeet?
You did that on accident.
No, oh, Wikifeedia.
That's a thing.
Yeah, Wikifeet is an actual website where they take screenshots of your feet, and then you can search anywhere. You can be like Selena Gomez, and then they'll show you every single photo of her feet.
That's
it's
really weird.
Creepy.
I don't like that thing.
Yeah, it's got to be. I feel like weird. I mention it way too often, and so I'm probably giving them so much publicity about, like, something I don't want people to look up.
Don't look it up.
Because for years, like, Dietrich has always been like, you got some big-ass feet. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're 7.5. It's really fine. Pretty average, I would say, for a girl my size. But, funny. Everyone thinks I have huge feet, and now you can...
You have great feet.
Thank you so much.
Megan Batoon has really cute, great feet.
That's why I took my shoes off.
Really cute, great feet.
There it is.
But, yeah, go listen to the podcast. I think I had a really good time.
That was good. That was a good one.
Yeah, I was telling this to you earlier downstairs. That was the first sort of real conversation or long conversation you and I've had with you. And I really appreciated that. That was actually, so far one of my favorites because I feel like, one, because it was real and in the moment and learning things, but I really appreciated your openness and vulnerability. That's a hard thing to do. And I think I said that there too.
Yeah.
But that was a really good one. I'm really stoked for that one to drop.
Thank you. Yeah, I like it because everyone's trying to be like put together now. Which is like, of course, we all want to be put together, but we're not. Yeah, so
not 100% of the time.
Yeah, not always. Yeah. Sometimes we have our shining moments, but like in between the glories are a bunch of just like gutters. You gotta show both.
Facts.
We're real people, you know what I'm saying? I really like that episode. Definitely go listen to that after this. Subscribe to the Kinjas podcast. You will not be disappointed. Okay, now tip jar section.
Tip jar.
This is a Twitter-generated section, so everything here has been sent in by people to my Twitter, and there are one or two word suggestions, and you're going to give your best tip on whatever the subject is.
Okay.
In one word?
One or two.
Oh, no. Okay. Their suggestion is one word.
Right.
You can give the best tip. So, we'll do one. What's your best tip for car accidents?
Don't get in.
That's the great answer.
Get everybody's information, take a picture of everybody's ID, everybody's insurance, and also file a police report no matter how big the accident is, because then everybody's going to be like, oh, did you file a police report? And you're going to be like, no, because nobody got hurt. And they're going to be like, oh, well, I guess we really can't do much for you. I'm going through this right now, if you couldn't tell by my very pregnant anger. Yeah. So talk to everybody and take pictures.
Oh, man. It's good. Oh, man.
That's also true for a meet and greet.
That's good.
Take photos.
That's good.
Best tip for car accidents. We'll go around the room. We can start with you, Charles.
Oh, man. Don't drive away, because you're going to live with the guilt. Because I drove away once.
You did?
I did. But it wasn't a big one. It was like a small one. It was like a, oh, my bad, I tapped your door. And then you like pull over. And I'm like, all right, I'll pull over. And then I sped away.
No, you didn't. That's what happened?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was like when I was in my college days.
Wow.
Yeah. Not but I feel the guilt though.
But not
that's
only
why
the
I'm like,
guilt,
don't do it.
That's actually illegal. So
hey, how you know it's true though? You know what I mean?
Are you lying?
I could be. Who knows?
Charlie's a great fibber.
I guess you would know.
Who knows,
you're
man?
A fibber.
But the tip is, don't do it.
So don't drive away is your tip.
In theory,
don't be like me. I think, right? Who knows? Don't do it.
I recently, I was in a parking lot and I was waiting for a space, and then a lady backed up into my car, and then she just kept backing up into my car.
Oh my gosh!
And then I was just like, what's happening? Why isn't my car moving? And then the guy in front of me was like honking, look, she's hitting your car. I was like, what?
Look, she's hitting your car.
You just didn't know?
No, because I was like, why is my car moving?
Oh, you didn't know.
No,
I thought she was backing up into you.
So if this is my car, she's like reversing. I'm waiting for like this car, so like I'm not even looking this way, and she's like in my blind spot, so I couldn't see anything.
So she's hitting the back of your car.
Yeah, so like there's a dent in my bumper. After that, and the guy that was honking at me, he's like, get out of your car, she's about to leave. I'm just like, oh, you're right. So I got out of my car and I like stood in front of her car.
And did what? Just standing?
I stopped there. She got
just
out of the car.
Having your palm out. Stop.
Well, yeah, you know, I had to explain that she there's a dent in my car now, and I got all information, stuff like that. But yes, that's true. File a police report, because I didn't do that yet, and this was a few months ago.
Why was she doing? Like, she didn't know she was hitting her car.
I guess so. I don't know. I
think the music was really loud.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but. Follow up with that, because I still have not, and I probably should. You're right.
Whoa.
See, that tip is working for
Mike. A tip for a tip.
Okay.
I will say, don't ever say you're sorry, because then you're admitting fault.
Ooh.
And that's not good, because then you'll lose, because then they could use that against you. It's like, oh, this person said they were sorry and said that it was their fault. So.
That's right, because they're collisions, yeah. They're not accidents.
At that time, you just get the information, take your photos, file the report, don't say you're sorry, be like, cool, insurance will handle it. Peace.
Wow.
Damn, I would have said sorry.
I say sorry for things I haven't even done.
Oh, sorry.
I'll take blame for Brexit. Like, I'm just... I'm constantly sorry.
Come back. I'm sorry.
Brexit sounds like a brunch place.
That sounds delicious.
I know, it sounds
it
so
probably
good.
Is.
My tip for Rex car accidents... Benedict. I guess just be very nice to them, because everyone's shaken up. And everyone's mad at you too, mainly because it's your fault. If you're me, it's your fault. I've only been into one accident that wasn't my fault.
Oh.
And I've been into like five.
Dang.
So I should probably stop saying I'm sorry, except for it is my fault. But my tip would be just to be nice and know that everybody is also crying and freaking out.
Yeah.
Unless they're not, and that's just you.
Or you don't see him.
Hey, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I shouldn't have.
I'm just kidding.
It's a joke.
I saw you. I just drove away. Do you guys have a tip for long car rides?
Oh.
Ooh, actually, I have one. Before, when Pandora was cool, I would put a comedian in Pandora, and then like you would just get a bunch of clips of like random comedians, and then that's how you'd find like new comedians. Oh. And that's actually how I found John Mulaney.
Oh,
yeah.
Pandora loves John Mulaney.
Oh yeah, they do.
I I used to do this game with myself. Pretty sad. But it was when my sister used Pandora. She would put the comedy station on, and then the game I would play is I would name the comedian before she would, like, tell me who it was.
Whoa.
And if I was right, then I would win against myself.
That's a great game. That's a really good one.
It's not.
But then it evolved, and then now on Spotify, you can listen to whole comedy specials in your car.
Oh, that is good. A good car ride game. Have you guys ever played the game Contact?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that in my head right now.
You were like, that was going
to
be your test?
I was going to say, like, think of a good game to play, like Contact. Because I was introduced to that game on a car ride. And so now anytime we do road trips, like, it's just Contact City, dude.
It's the coolest game. Let's explain it, because I feel like this is the coolest game. I think the people that introduced it, I think it was Brian Puspos that told me about it. And it's so intense to explain. Let's try, because I think that this would be really cool for people that don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You guys should do a practice round.
We could try.
Oh, yeah, let's do a practice.
Do we all know how to play?
Let me explain it, and if I'm doing a bad job, then help me.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, so Contact, you have to have at least three people. Okay, so one person, we can call them the game master. They have a word in mind. So we're going to say that, we'll say that Charles is the game master.
I'm the game master.
So the game master flex. So game master think flex. Of a word.
Okay.
Tell me when you have the word.
I have the word.
Okay. So Charles has the word. He's going to give us the first letter of the word, which is?
S.
The letter is S. So what the group has to do is find a clue to where the answer starts with the letter S. So if one person figures out a clue, they say it, and if anyone in the group knows what the answer is, then they yell contact. Then the game master has a second to see if they know what the word is. If it's wrong, the two people that connected with the contact will count to three, and then on 1, 2, 3, then they'll say the word. And if it's the correct word, if they say the exact same thing at the same time, we will unlock a second letter. So let's see how this...
Wait, there's an addition though. So when the people are guessing, say contact,
yes,
and the game master thinks that they know the word, that the clue, he can yell out that word and then block.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I will block.
Okay.
My best.
So let's see how this goes.
Yes.
Here, come closer. I'm going to have Irene come closer to me so we can all share this microphone. So the letter is S. Now, we might have to edit some of the silences, but the letter is S. Now let's see if we can connect and get the letter. Okay, so.
Okay.
Here we go.
Gravity.
Contact.
Okay, so what? Now. So no. Charles has a. Oh, wait, right?
No, we count down. And then as we count down.
He can block during the countdown.
During the countdown.
Oh, yeah. During the countdown. Okay, yeah, sorry, cool. Go for it.
So we're going to count 3, 2, 1, and then.
Seismic.
Nope. 3, 2, 1. Sandra Bullock. Okay, cool.
So they
all both great answers.
They didn't get it.
Mine was more of a movie-related thing. Oh, yeah, that's what I... Okay, never mind. I should have explained that. Dang it.
Okay, no, that's good. So now we just will continue to see if we can connect on a different clue.
American Idol.
Contact.
1, 2,
Simon
three,
Cowell.
Oh, great.
Charlie.
I was going to say
that was
song.
That was mean.
Singing.
So you think you can dance? No, that wasn't. Oh, okay. I know.
Wait, so you didn't get the S, but it is an S.
We didn't get the S.
No, sorry, guys.
My old best friend.
Contact. Okay, you're not going to know this, but you can guess. Three, two, one.
Sasha.
We win. Okay. So this is what's cool about Contact is you can do layered answers. So obviously, Irene and I are the only two people that would know that. What you're trying to do is bypass the game master. You're trying to get something that Charles is not going to know. And so we did.
Yep.
So now that we have that, we unlock the next letter, which is?
U.
So the word has to start with S-U. So whatever clue the next... clue that you give has to be S-U. So, like, if your end word was, like, suspect, you would have to figure out a clue that ended up being that word.
Whoa.
But there's also these kind of, like, bylaws depending on who you're playing with, because I play it where it has to be pop culture commonly known, something that everyone can kind of, like, Google, because then you can have, like, inside jokes with people, which kind of isn't fair.
Yeah.
It's totally fair.
And you also play it where you have three chances to guess the word that the game master is holding in their head.
Oh.
Before you actually spell it all out. And then there's like a three strikes rule. So if I guess, if we like guess three times and then we lose, then game master wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's the more fair way to play.
Turn.
Yeah.
I was taught in a very volatile environment. Where like, I knew Brian was like, my sixth grade birthday cake flavor. And we're like, we don't know this.
Yeah, that's not fair. Uber fair. You have to give everyone a fair chance.
I guess you're right. Okay, yeah. Let's do one last one so the people would understand. Exactly. Let's all see right. If we can get one more. Well, you already said SU, right?
I did.
So let's.
So we're on U.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Ours usually goes SU.
Oh.
Oh.
Is that harder?
Yeah. Oh, that's I like always you, play like all that. You
the,
have
word,
to
the word has to have SU,
SU in it? Whoa.
That's yeah.
We always just play like just the first letter. So
oh.
The next letter revealed has to be the first letter of just the next word that we contact.
Oh, that would be way easier.
Yeah, the way you play is hard as freak.
She'll never do it.
Okay,
I got
SU, you and then
one?
You have to multiply it by 13. Divide it by 7. Same answer, everybody.
Dang.
Candy.
But is it a U or an SU?
Yes.
What?
Candy.
But is it... Which one is it?
It's SU. I was trying to like give you that.
Oh,
contact,
I thought you meant that. I don't know.
Candy.
Oh, contact?
3, 2, 1.
Sully string.
I said Sully.
What did
string.
You say?
Sunday.
Sunday candy. Oh, that would have been smart.
I know. I was like, oh man.
Sunday candy by Chance the Rapper. Which is kind of cute. Chance the Rapper with a W for Sunday Candy.
Hey, wow. Ooh, look at that pun.
He should have done that.
All the puns.
Wow.
He missed out. Anyway, that's contact.
I don't know if we did it very well. We were kind of we're all over the place on that one.
Well, that's one of those games that has like so many different rules, but I do like your rule better because that would make everyone inclusive and it's less hard. Like the way I was doing it, no one's having a good time.
I was like, how many words?
This game's great on car rides and also long lines at like Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Really yes.
Really
contact
good
is really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Tip for the best drink.
Like non-alcoholic?
Or both.
Non-alcoholic strawberry lemonade, half strawberry lemonade with ice, with Sprite or 7-Up. Half and half, 50-50.
how many ways can I say this?
50-50, 2-1. Divide it.
A and B.
Non-alcoholic drink. I would say the watermelon kombucha that they now sell in your local stores.
Wow. Okay, cool.
In L.A.
Very specific. Mike, best drink tip.
I drink two things. Most is...
blood and tears.
Yes. Water and cold brew. Slightly chilled would be good.
would be good.
Maybe like, actually I drink three things. And whiskey and slightly chilled would also apply to that.
Mm.
One ice cube.
Okay, good. Best drink tip.
I don't know if I'm going to give the same type of answer. Like, I'm not going to give you a drink that's delicious, but it's a tip for drinking.
Okay.
So
nice.
To avoid... coffee stains on your teeth, drink through a straw.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good drink tip. Because I get a lot of coffee stains. And when I went to the dentist was asking, like, do you drink a lot of coffee? I was like, yeah. She's like, you drink out of a straw? I was like, no. She's like, you should. That's how you're going to avoid those stains. I was like, thank you.
Wow. Nice.
There's my tip.
That's a really good tip.
I'll give you another good drink tip. You know those straws, that kind of those bendable straws? Those are good drinking tips because you can bend the tip towards your mouth.
So stupid.
Didn't.
My best drink tip would be this. Okay, I'll give you two. One is like a very cheap cocktail, which is just like a shot of vodka and some sparkling water and like some blueberries crushed up.
Ooh.
Wow.
Whatever you have in your fridge. And then the other one is... a better way to drink emergency, which is like my favorite way to do it.
How you do it?
Because like emergency is fine and good, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You put it in a mason jar and you fill it up with ice and you put your emergency tablet in there and you fill it up with tangerine LaCroix and then you put a little what's it called? An orange slice on top.
Whoa, that's bougie. Dude. Made like emergency cocktails. I thought you were gonna be like, you just rip the package open, you pour the powder into your mouth,
you swish
the water,
it.
And you swish it around.
That's what we do at rehearsal.
That's how I think we do in rehearsal.
I like to make a meal out of my emergency.
You take the tablet, you break it up, put half in your mouth, save the other half for later.
For later. Put the rest in your eye. Do you guys, speaking of drinks, what is your best tip for a drunk friend?
Oh, man. Don't drive.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't drive. Drink lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
And don't text an ex.
Don't text an ex.
Don't text an ex.
Don't text an ex.
Texans.
That's so bad. I wish there was like a way, like an app or a plugin that would block your ex's number,
right.
And you have to like solve a crazy problem that you can only solve if you're sober, so that
I think
you
it's
can't
time to
text
develop
them.
This app. That
I'm just imagining
great.
Like the app, and you open it, and it's like your feisty friend. It's like, don't even try it, girl. My tip for a drunk friend would be to eat before
yes.
and after
and during.
And
never stop eating.
Yeah. Just don't stop eating.
Every shot, you eat a bowl of fries.
A bowl.
A bowl of fries. Every cocktail, a cup of mashed potatoes.
A cup of mashed potatoes. Hell of potatoes in this meal right
so
now.
So many carbs.
And then starch. You can drive. There you go.
Do you have a tip for a drunk friend, Mike?
Just go home.
Oh.
Ooh, that's
just
good.
Leave.
Just go home.
Just
but
go.
Do it safely.
Yeah.
With an Uber.
Yeah.
Or a DD.
Do I have a tip for a drunk friend? Oof. I mean, a person that's always drunk, or if they're just drunk now?
Always drunk.
If they're always drunk?
Get help, take it easy.
I don't know. I've talked to them. Just talk to them. What's up, man? Or
is that a tip for you or for them?
Take all their alcohol and replace it with, like, water.
Oh,
ooh, ooh. That's good.
Like, that is alcohol.
Placebos.
That would be sad. What is your tip for talking to a crush?
I would say a tip for talking to your crush is... all right, never mind. Come back to me.
That's what you say to her. Never mind. Come
great
back
tip.
To me.
Never mind, great tip.
I'll go last. Like you're at the Cheesecake Factory. Don't know what you want.
I don't know. I'm not good at
don't knowing.
Like start on that side.
I don't have a tip for talking to your crush. Okay, here's my tip, is reply to their Instagram story.
Wow.
Like, just like a cold, like, you see their story, so you like, hey, I'm interested, so I should be like, emoji face, like, ha, or like, what do you mean?
Like, if it's, say that you post something from the studio, and I would go, I would like say something cute, I don't know what it would be. Maybe I mention something about your shoes or the walls or like if there's a song playing in the back and be like, oh, I love Danielle Caesar. Like something like that.
Oh, so it's just like recognizing like, hey, I'm watching you.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to comment on something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just to make your presence known.
Whoa.
That's my tip.
Whoa. See, now what I'm thinking is like, who does that to me? Who do I
who
do
has
that
a crush
to?
On
who do I do that to?
A crush on them?
Yeah, that's how you can tell.
Dang, I feel like talking to your crush. Okay, I'm gonna go for the face to face talking interaction.
That's good.
Do your best to be yourself, because I think anytime you try anything other than that, you normally kind of crash and burn, and you make the situation kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And that's not always easy to do because, I mean, you're gonna be nervous, but I think the more confident you are of yourself, and also think of it this way, because let's just say whatever sort of conversation you have works, and then you have a follow-up conversation and a follow-up. If that first conversation was not you, at some point, she's gonna catch on to like, wait, what happened to that guy that I first met, you
right.
know? So, and at the end of the day, you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you for who you are.
Yeah.
So just be yourself.
Wow.
I like that.
I have
love
a story.
Sensei.
a few years ago, I saw this dance show, and then I was just like, wow, there's incredible talent here. A lot of like beautiful girls and stuff. And then I saw like one girl, and she was like extremely beautiful and extremely talented at dancing, and I did nothing. I did nothing about it.
And that's my story.
The end. But then I kept seeing her around the studio, but, you know, I just couldn't really talk to her or anything like that. And then the artist I was dancing for at the time had auditions, and then she just so happened to be at that audition, and then I asked a friend to introduce me to her, and I was just like, oh, dope. Hey, great job. Okay, bye. And then after that, so I would see her around with like mutual friends every once in a while. And then I messaged her on Facebook and saying, hey, I saw that YouTube video that you're in. Haha, you do a really good impression of that person. And I was just like, haha. And then it opened up a conversation. And she invited me to a party, and we've been together ever since.
Shout
out, that's freaking cute, Mike.
I didn't know that.
I never heard this
origin story. Wow. Facebook, huh?
Facebook.
Do you still use Facebook?
I use it to look at internet business groups.
Oh.
Whoa. Very responsible of you, Mike.
Oh, hey, you know.
So the tip would be to reach out, or the tip would be to have somebody introduce for you?
So in relation to yours, I was like, yeah, just reply to the Instagram story. Mm.
I like it.
It's along the same lines. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Just a more dated reference.
Only thing I can think about is if you're talking to the crush, if you already got the attention, try to listen more than talk, you know? Because if you're a dude, the less you talk, the cooler you are. But you got to still hold the interest level. You still got to make your jokes. You still got to...
Make your jokes.
You still got to say what you're about. Be yourself. But... You know, you gotta listen. Because when you listen, you might hear some golden nuggets. Mm-hmm. And you could be like, oh, I'm about to use this right now. I also tap dance. You know, like that's something that you can only get if you listen. You know what I mean? So
good advice.
Yeah, so I think that's mine.
Very good. Nice. Listening is a great tip for everything.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a tip for gift giving?
Oh.
Giving a good gift, how to give a gift, how to receive a gift, how to get a gift, where to get a gift, how to wrap it. What are your things?
Are we talking about gifts or gifts?
Gift.
Those are gifs. Those are gifs.
You can take it both ways. Is it? Are you sure it's a gif?
The guy that created it called it gifs.
Gif?
Gifs are peanut butter.
I think it's gif. I would believe you because you're Tech Man 9000.
That's
who created it.
But
I don't know his name, but it stends for a graphic interchange format. But
graphic.
Yes, yeah.
It's, graphic. It's a G.
Yeah, that's a G, but he pronounces it gif.
He's wrong.
Cool.
Creator
cool.
is wrong.
So in terms of gifts, everyone's going to hate this answer, especially my friends from back home. But I think gift cards are the best gifts ever because you can take them to the places that you want to take them to, especially if they're for that place, and you can buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's a subjective answer.
See, I told you.
Subjective answer.
I like that answer.
Yeah, I like gift cards.
I love them too. I'm cool with them. I think, well, okay, whenever I receive a gift card, I'm like, oh, tight. But then when I receive something, I'm like, oh, shoot, like, I've been wanting this. Or like, oh, shoot, like, I could really use this. I personally appreciate it when the person who is giving me the gift either gave me something that they kind of, like, caught on to that I might have, like, said in passing or, you know what I mean? Or they kind of know that you appreciate these types of things. So then it just shows that extra mile of, like, oh, you actually really put some thought into this or you have intention behind it. Like, let's just say, for instance, I just got a gift from my good friends, Mike, Anthony, John Shee, and Lee J, and they got me an iPad.
Hey. Whoa.
And I never said I wanted an iPad. I never even hinted that I wanted an iPad. But their intention behind it is like, hey, we feel like this could be really useful for you. And I use that iPad all the time now.
I love it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm going to use my answer in reference to your answer. But say, like, let's say you really needed, like, an iPad or a camera or something like that. If I were to get you, like, a Best Buy gift card because I knew you needed a camera or an iPad and I didn't know which one that would be useful to you and I wanted you to make the decision, like, we'd be like, oh, man, this is perfect. I'm going to buy both now since I get a discount on both.
It's also really good. It's also really good.
really good answer.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
My answer is going to be about receiving gifts.
Oh,
because I don't give gifts. So when receiving a gift, it's always nice to say thank you and not, you know, just defending yourself. Oh, no, you shouldn't have got me that. Like, no, don't go into that. Don't go into victim mode. Just say, thank you. I really appreciate you. It's so nice that you're thinking about me. I wish I could have got you something. And then you go get them something. And then you say thank you once again. You finish the conversation. You close. You click the Xbox. Right?
Oh, so this is a chat.
This is a chat.
Or you're just playing video games.
You close the Xbox. You turn off the TV. Right? You go outside. You hug your mom. Say thanks, mom.
Why's your mom outside?
Because she's outside in the kitchen. You know?
Oh,
she's,
outside of the room.
She's just visiting. You know? She's giving me gifts. So... I was like, what do gifts stand for? Like, what is it? What is it? Grammatically.
Grammatically.
Intellectual.
Foundation.
Grammatically intellectual fractions.
That's right.
Thank you. Yeah, just say thank you.
Man.
That's good. Have you guys ever received a gift before you were to get the other person their gift? And you're like, oh, what did they get me? So I know what to get them.
Oh, man.
Dang. It's my favorite one.
That one's hard.
Because I'm like, how much are we going to spend on each other? And then like they give me their gift first and I was like, got it. And then I know.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Okay. Well, you win some, you lose some. You get some, you receive some. You're just getting everything.
Exactly.
Gift giving tip 101 for me. I definitely agree with Ben, like keeping something in mind, listening, like what you said about the crush, listening and using that in terms of gifts. I have like a whole notepad in my phone or on notes where I'm like, this person said they like this. Like, every person has, like, their own thing.
Wow.
And so I always go back to, thank you. I just am forgetful. So I have it all there. And other than that, though, since you already said that, I would say gift giving, a handwritten card always goes super far.
Oh, yeah.
Write a card. Even if it's, like, when you can buy, like, you don't have to make the card. As long as you, like, write something, put an inside joke on there. Put their name on it. Make them feel good. Also, like, presentation's huge for me, so make it cute.
I feel that. I feel that.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to start giving gifts.
And you should.
I am. But I'm going to give intentional gifts because you've inspired me.
Well, I will say that according to, like, what we're all kind of saying, I think when you – because you had to give me an explanation as to why this gift card is so tight. If you had written that on a card, like, here's why I'm giving you this Best Buy gift card, because I know you said you wanted a camera and an iPad, so I wanted to give you this gift card so you can choose to get either one or maybe both. And I'd be like, dang, that's really tight, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah.
And like how you said, you know, writing a handwritten card, like, just giving that personal connection as to why you're giving them something, even if it's something that expensive. It doesn't have to be that. I think the thought behind it, when it's articulated, can make it, like, the world of the difference right there.
100%.
Cards are great, guys.
Cards are great.
Gift cards. And written.
Yes.
Okay, our last quick tip before we leave. What is your best tip for a necessary dance accessory? If you're about to dance, what do you gotta have?
Oh, man.
For me, it's a hat. I always wear a hat when I dance. I don't feel like I dance good without a hat.
Yeah.
Or dance well. Sorry, my grammar is even suffering without hats. I'm wearing a hat, but yeah.
Not enough hats.
It's not your grammar hat.
I like wearing hats when I dance.
I get that. I like to wear hats when I'm uncomfortable.
Maybe that's why.
Agreed. But yeah, I think that actually goes back to Charlie's answer about, like, just creation, because, like, it's part of an identity as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, as, like, my character, especially when dancing, has a hat on. Like, several different hats on at any given moment. So it's just like, which hat are you going to put on?
Yeah. Okay, so hat.
I'm going to go with, like, the tech. I want to say AirPods because they're available. And I think it's an amazing, useful tool for when you're freestyling or choreographing, you know. And, I think that's the dance tip of the day.
I've never choreographed with AirPods in.
What? Whoa. How do you choreograph?
Like with the
speakers?
Speaker.
Oh. Well, yeah, you could do that too. Again.
You guys use AirPods for everything?
Yeah.
Well,
really?
Headphones in general. I feel I'm just more focused.
Yeah.
Really?
That, and I feel like, one, I hate to have to always go over to my device to, you know, rewind or whatever.
Yeah.
And I also feel like I hear everything in the music much better.
That's so true.
It's just in my ears.
But when you're wearing AirPods and you have to rewind, do you just have your phone on you?
Either on me in my pocket or, like, just, you know, next to a little dresser or something. Mm-hmm.
There's two answers to that. If you're wearing your AirPods, actually, you can set the settings. So if you double tap the left one, it'll go to the beginning of the song.
Oh.
Otherwise, if you have an Apple Watch, You can just go boop, loop, and then it's back to the beginning or the next song, whatever.
Wow.
Man, we're giving mad shouts to Apple right now.
My mind is blown. Well, that's a really good tip. I'm not even going to give one because that's way better. Wear a big shirt. I like shirts dancing when I have like bigger clothes on.
Big shirts are good.
Big shirts are good. Shoes too. I can't dance in like running shoes.
Yeah. What's your favorite dance shoe to wear?
They were like these Roshi LD1000s. Like those are the most like comfortable shoes, and they're like not flat, but then they're not flat. So those would probably be my favorite shoes of all time to dance.
Okay. What about you?
I like dancing in Adidas shell toes.
Really?
Yeah. I like flat-footed shoes.
Yeah. I mean, I dance in Converse, but those I feel like are harder than Converse.
Yeah. Well, I think I do like the hard toe box because it's great for glides.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's flat-footed, it helps, I don't know, for me, like stabilization, balance, especially when you do like stuff on one leg and stuff. So
yeah,
I like flat-footed shoes.
Okay.
Superstars.
I would have to say Vans old school lights.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think those are like my dance shoe right now because of the flat footedness.
Yeah.
But also the lightness because I like to practice a lot of footwork.
I like that a lot. I used to dance out of my shoes because I had performance anxiety. So I'd have to wear Converse or anything that would ground me because I would, if like when I try to dance in Roshis, that has like such a big incline of a heel that I would always trip and fall. Also because like the sock nature of the top of the shoe was like no support.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. But I don't know if you can really find them anymore. I can't find them especially. Oh, well, I think you can find them on eBay. But then the LD1000s, they were like, instead of being like sock material, it was like a harder material.
Ooh.
And it wasn't so high. I think that's why I liked them. I bought like every color that they had.
Really?
But they're all destroyed now.
You should try the Reacts. Those sound... You're wearing the Reacts. Yeah. Of course. Okay. Well, on that note... Guys, thank you so much. I think we helped a lot of people.
Yay.
Where can we find you on the internet?
Kinjas.com. On IG and Twitter and all that at Kinjas, KINJAZ, and kinjas.com/podcast, cast with a K, because we spell all things with a K. personal on IG at BTech_BenChung.
You can find me at Mike Fal, MikeFal.
You can find me at Charles V. Nguyen on Instagram or Choji V. Nguyen on Facebook.
What about your MySpaces and LinkedIns and Zangas?
My MySpace is A, capital Z, lowercase n, dragon.
Percentage sign.
54. I had like 10 Zangas.
I never had Zanga.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, never mind.
I wasn't old enough, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Because I had LiveJournal and MySpace.
Whoa.
Definitely had my... Well, MySpace was the same time as Zanga.
What's
right?
MySpace now is just music,
it's
right?
It's music, I think. I haven't logged on to MySpace to look at it in years, so I don't know what it is right now.
I think my login didn't work. Didn't, like, Justin Timberlake own it or something for a bit?
Something like that. Yeah, he did. Or something like that.
I don't know.
I just remember his name was definitely attached to it very recently.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's wild.
Kinda.
If you guys have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, if you want to get in on this tip jar action, tweet me at Megan Mattoon, #justatipjar, and we'll put you in the bank for future episodes. Guys, this was a delight. Thank you for letting me
in
on your world.
Thank
you for having us.
On the other day, you might be mad at me for this because I'm not inducted into Kinjas, but I took a dance class and they're like, do a couple poses, and I just did the Kinjas sign for it.
Why would we be mad at that?
Represent.
Because I'm not part of the crew.
Hey, represent. Hey.
But I am wearing the sticker.
You're a part of one of the original performances, so.
That's right. I'm a
Kinjas.
What's a girl version of a Kinjas?
We haven't quite developed it officially yet.
I have been hearing things.
There are things in the works. We like to be very secretive about stuff. So just know that it's in the works.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Tunchi.
Yeah, a little Tunchi. Shout out to Lil Wayne. Okay, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.